says, hey, Bud, the Weekend Mixer with Jenna from Bud Distributing.
Another weekend is here, which means Jenna came to say hello.
Hello, Lindsay K. How are you?
I'm good. It is the Weekend Mixer, and I see some beer in front of me.
You do.
And you also brought a guest today.
I did. So I brought our brand new craft manager as well as special event planner, John Leonard. So.
Hello.
How's it going, everyone? Thank you so much for having both of us. Really appreciate it.
You're going to get along with me just fine because, you know, I like to drink and I like to plan events.
A little bit of enthusiast.
There you go. All right. Well, welcome.
Thank you very
much.
Come
and join Jenna anytime that you can and tell us about all the events. And then I know you just started. So when you have, you know, a good, I guess, solid background of what you're planning, come back and see me. How about
that?
There you go. I'm okay with
and
that.
And then if you would, I guess, chime in as you please. We're going to sample some beers today. What did you bring me, Jenna?
Yeah. So I know a while back we talked about like Canarchy and Perrin Brewing Company, as well as Oscar Blues, and then Cigar City being a piece of that. And they kind of had their own little like conglomeration of craft breweries and across the U.S.
Okay.
And they continued to build off of that. So we talked about that, but I actually brought in three of Cigar City's beers that are now here.
Just a real quick recap, what is Cigar City?
So Cigar City is a brewery out of Tampa, Florida, and it is probably the biggest microbrewery, craft brewery you'll see in Florida to date. That's actually from Florida, of course. And so it's very well known. Their High Lie, which is a game named after a game, is their, no question, their flagship. So today we brought the Florida Cracker, which is a tribute to their generational Floridians that have lived there forever.
Okay.
So it's kind of like, it's a very, very positive thing, like a homage of being a Florida Cracker. It means you've been there for a long time and you've had generations before you. Okay. And then we've got the Maduro Brown, which is a brown ale. And then we've got the High Lie, which again is their flagship.
So you distribute all of these then?
We do, yes. And there's a few that we don't have today that I would like to mention. So we have their lager available in the can, not in draft. And then we also have their Guadabara, which is available in draft and in cans. And then we have their Invasion Pale Ale, which is available just on draft.
I think that this is something we skip out on a lot, but keep in mind that when we sampled these things, this is all what Bud Distributing helps to distribute to us here.
Yes.
So you have the opportunity to sample some of these Florida beers right here in Michigan. And
correct.
What better way to sample Florida than when we go into our summer season here?
Correct.
Okay. What do you want to kick it off with?
Well, I'm going to kick it off here with a Florida Cracker, thinking that's the lightest style. You know, the body's pretty light, your standard, you know, Belgian flavors to it.
Florida Cracker.
Yes.
I just
can taste the Florida orange in it.
I just like the name.
The name is
the
attention
name's
grabber.
Yeah, the name's great. Again, it's a Belgian-style white beer.
I mean, think about ordering it. I'll have a Florida Cracker, please.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
So it smells good. Smells like the nice light beer that most of us all love.
Yep.
But it's got a pretty, I think it has a pretty strong back flavor that sits
on your
tongue.
It does. It definitely has that like coriander backbone to it. So like that that spice you get at the end. And that definitely has like the Belgian yeast strain that kind of tends to be like kind of banana-y or flowery.
It's not bad though.
No, it's good. It's very much what you'd expect in that style of beer.
Yeah, it's good. I really like that one. Check out Florida Cracker. The can is beautiful. It's baby blue. And now, what do you want to go to next?
We're going
to
do the Maduro Brown before we get into that hot bomb of High Lie. So we're going to go to their brown ale. You know, this is a very, very robust brown ale. I really enjoy this. It's a little bit different and unique that it drinks up front very lightly. And on the backside, it really has a kick of those coffee, roasty notes to it. So,
all right. Obviously very dark.
Very.
You know, it's called the brown ale. Yeah. It's got that dark. Now, hints of coffee. I'm excited to try this.
I mean, I taste like chocolate, coffee.
Oh, yeah. It's probably not very acceptable to drink this at work, but.
It's okay to sample. And, of course, we're always responsible.
A little coffee, a little beer.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's good. I like it.
Yep.
It's got that rich, roasty flavor. But it's not overbearing.
Yep. No, but I really enjoyed it. And it's a nice pleaser. Obviously, something. They actually say that between the Florida Cracker and the Maduro, it can go back and forth between what sells more. High Lie definitely is their big flagship, but we're seeing the Guadabara, which is that pale ale I mentioned that's not here today, really taking off in the market.
Okay.
So it's a Citra pale ale. This is High Lie.
This is the flagship,
this
yes.
This is the flagship.
Okay.
And, you know, it's a silent J.
Whew, give me the chills.
Yeah.
It's got that smell.
It definitely does.
That many of us love, but many of us don't.
Yes, which is you.
definitely hits your palate hard.
It does. It's got a lot of IBUs. So it's definitely bitter. And like I said, it even straddles like to being categorized as almost like a, could be between a single and a double.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So definitely a little bit bigger than like just a very standard IPA. It's got that punch to it and it's definitely got some
Now
IBUs.
I know Jenna likes IPAs. Do you?
Oh, I love them.
There you go. So
go
this is, see, that's
them.
What I mean.
Yeah,
I mean, this
absolutely.
Is obviously right up your alley then.
Right.
Okay.
I definitely plan on picking some up for the beach this weekend.
Yeah.
So that's the option that you would go for, of course, if you like the IPA. Otherwise, we also sampled the Florida Cracker and the, tell
Maduro.
Me the name. Maduro Brown Ale, all from Cigar City. That is, again, out of Florida, Tampa. So things that you can pick up right here at your grocery store, courtesy of you guys. So
yep.
Pick them up for this weekend. If you're looking for something, I guess, new to try, and stick around. We're going to actually talk about what's going on tomorrow, the Barbecue Blues and Bluegrass Festival. So we'll be back in just a few.
Lindsay K says, hey, bud, the Weekend Mixer with Jenna from Bud Distributing.